At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
And off we go. 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663. The Wire-to-Wire Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles. Last week we only had five for you to choose from. Now there are dozens of games. You got to sift through. You got to weigh. Do I go big? Do I play conservative? How do I get it done here in week one? And how do I start stacking points to put myself in a good position by the end of the season? Here we go, Cole. Trying to reach. I would love to see 150, but I think we could do better than 150. Oh. We hit 120 last week, and that was week zero. I think we can hit 150 easy. I think we blow past 150, maybe even hit 175 by the time the show ends on Friday. What do you think?
That's a lot.
Is it possible?
I think it's possible. Look, there's a lot of Tolos out there that love the Upset Picks Challenge, and I mean, we did really good last week. We did really, really good. I didn't think there was any way we'd get 100. I mean, we're all beating our chest like Matthew McConaughey and Wolf of Wall Street, ready to go, bragging. It's the best time on Wednesday because everybody's picks right. Everybody's undefeated right now. I mean, yeah, there's no losers right now. That's why Wednesday, Thursday, it's the best day. But until you start losing, obviously, then, you know, then we start upsetting some feelings a little bit. Let's see. Kevin asked on Facebook, does the favorite have to hit the over-under? No, nothing to do with the over-under, just the spread of the underdog. Whoever is the underdog has to win the game outright. Plain and simple. Nothing to do with the over-under.
I thought I was going to have to throw a flag on Tolo J. Butane already, but it turns out there is a line on the Stony Brook at San Diego State game.
Yeah.
So you got one over on me, J. Butane. I didn't think that there would be a line on that game.
He doubted you.
How about that?
He doubted you. I love it. Diesel, J. Butane knows it all. They're piling in.
Pouring in.
Screw it. Let's get to 500, right? Let's just go ahead and get 500 picks in this first week. I mean, come on. We can do it. We've got Delvin on the phone lines. We've got Leprechaun of Lyman. You asked about him yesterday where he was. He's shown. Kevin also asked a good question about a leaderboard. The leaderboard, Diesel, DB, Senate. And correct me if I'm wrong here, is on the Fan Upstate Twitter. Is that right?
I didn't post it. That's the problem. He did send it. I didn't post it.
Next week.
We'll do it next week. And the reason, number one, is because our Muckety Mucks have seen fit to make it really hard to log into our social media accounts, so I didn't have the login at that time that I needed to post it. Second reason is, if you picked the one game last week that actually hit, Iowa State over Kansas State, you have 3 points. And anybody that has points has 3 points. There was no other game that hit. So if you took Iowa State to upset Kansas State, you got 3 points. And there's like 11 people who took that game, and they're the only ones with points.
We'll post it on Twitter, and if I remember, I'll try to post it on our Facebook page as well at the Fan Upstate. But, I mean, my God, if we're going to do something, let's do it big. I mean, Delvin's ready to give his leprechaun alignment. I bet we can get 300 this week. I mean, let's just roll them in. Get your neighbors, your wives, your dogs, your cats. I mean, it doesn't matter if little Johnny at 9 years old doesn't know a lick about football. Little Johnny can be a part.
This is like gambling light, because you can't lose anything.
Chow Chow wants to play, you put your dog in, right? If Chow Chow wants to pick a game, it's okay. You want to go to the phone lines, Diesel?
Let's
hear from Delvin. Delvin, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
What's
up, Delvin? We're fired up.
Yo, give me Southern Miss plus 13.5 over Mississippi State.
Ooh, what makes you like that one?
Because half of Marshall is down at Southern Miss, and they had a great year last year.
It's true, they did.
How about
took
that?
The coach, took the entire roster with him. He says, I brought my luggage. It's Samsonite.
Delvin's confident, too, man. You're confident with that pick.
Yeah, and they're going to Hattiesburg. They ain't playing at Mississippi State. They're playing at Hattiesburg, too.
That's a big deal for Mississippi, for Southern Miss, to get them down there.
Yeah.
All Thanks, right. Delvin.
Thanks, Delvin.
No problem, guys. Take care.
Appreciate you, Delvin.
How about that?
It's Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. The Upset Picks Challenge for week number one is open, and by God, I'm going to get some carpal tunnel here. Just copy and paste.
You need to hire ChatGPT as your assistant to do that for you, right?
If I copied all of them and just said, hey, take all these – give me the names and the spreads. Names, games, and spreads.
I wonder if it could do it. I bet it could.
I bet it would.
I bet it would.
Puppy Monkey Baby gets back in with Florida State plus 13.5 over Alabama.
There you go.
You learn. You don't send your pick in until 4 o'clock on Wednesdays.
There you go.
And then Wednesday throughout the show, Thursday throughout the show, Friday throughout the show, get your picks to us.
Leprechaun of Lyman has graced us with his presence the first visit. From the Leprechaun in 2025 during football season, Leprechaun of Lyman, you are on the air.
That poet laureate in green and gold, that rhyming rhythmic man, who's that on the phone? You already know, it's the Leprechaun of Lyman! Woo-hoo! Give me hoo to you, boys! College football is back, baby! I've got an upset pick. Before I give you what you all have been waiting for. All right. Give me the Notre Dame quarterback transfer and his new team, Syracuse over Tennessee, plus 13.5. And now, to business. You were asking yesterday, what would have to happen for you to hit the panic button on your team's season? Well, you heard it from me first. Notre Dame exists this season! You all better panic! I have some mighty high expectations for me fighting Irish this year, as I should. A Heisman candidate at running back, a world-class defense, an offensive line larger than life, and a coach with a fire like none other. But we the big test this week. Two blue bloods in the realm of football meet in Hard Rock this week. A test of will and might takes place, and we'll find out who's weak. I can tell you this. It won't be the Irish. I swear it on the grotto's flame. Their fighting hearts and these strong men will put Miami to shame. That stupid duck better run for the lake, because Syracuse on the way, being served up by Steph Freeman and the boys at Notre Dame. Woo-hoo!
Thank you, Leprechaun of Lyman. It's been too long.
Can we get a clap for that? I mean, that's pretty good. That was pretty good, Diesel. I'll tell you what, man. I don't know Leprechaun if he just, you know, he's so talented. He might not have to put a lot of time and effort into these into these calls, but boy, the effort is unmatched. I mean, we have a lot of good calls from Tolos, but I don't know, man. The effort into that one, the preparation.
They just keep getting better better season after season. Congratulations to him. We have some celebrity guest picks to get to, Cole. Grayson Mann sent his in. He's taking TCU versus North Carolina plus 2.5. We've got MTC Federal Justin. He's the branch manager at the location just down the road that we were at a couple of weeks ago down on Woodruff Road. He's taking Coastal Carolina plus 12.5 against Virginia. So many of these to get to. It'd be terrible radio to try to read them all.
Yeah.
But we got you, Keith and TR,
Let's
Puppy
go.
Monkey Baby, Shane and Sugar Tit, Spartanburg J, Shane Barrett, Maize and Brew. He's taking Coastal. Wow, that was loud. JT and Greer's taking Coastal Carolina plus 12.5 against Virginia. Let's see, WVU fan 214 taking Southern Miss plus 13.5 against Mississippi State. JD's taking Toledo plus 9.5 over Kentucky. That's a game being played at Kentucky to start the season. Minor 49er is taking Florida Atlantic plus 14.5 over the Twerps of Maryland. Jay Butane taking Stony Brook plus 18.5 against San Diego State. Remember when they were like that close to being Pac-12 bound a while back, and then they thought it's not going to happen for us, and then it happened for them. Wild couple of months and year and a half for our friends out at San Diego State. Let's see. Spartanburg Jays taking Miami plus 2.5 against Notre Dame. Palmetto Buckeyes is taking Kansas over Missouri plus 6.5. Tiger Pal Rachel going with Syracuse to upset Tennessee. Delvin taking Southern Miss. We got picks from T Swizzle, from Leprechaun of Lyman, from Tolo Steve, from Boomer Bill. How about that? He's taking Coastal Carolina over Virginia as well.
You cracked me up. You said to be terrible radio to read all these off and then proceed to read them all off. Well, terrible radio to read them, but I'm going to read them.
People get twitchy and upset when they don't hear their name over the air.
That's a lot. But guess what? We can do so much better. We've got to get to ours. Tolos, continue to bring yours in, 844-326-3663. Again, 844-FANFONE. If you haven't participated, make this the first time you have done so. We want to hear your upset pick. Also, phone lines are open if you need to call yours in as well. Diesel, it's time to get to yours and mine. 20, 30 minutes ago, we gave early leans in terms of what we were looking at with this week's upset picks challenge. I'll give you mine, but you have the floor. Who are you taking this week?
I told you that my limit is usually around 14.5 points. Anything more than that, I just don't think there's a strong chance of an upset. But in week one, I will make an exception for that. I'm going to push that this week, Cole, to 17.5 points and take the Buffalo
Bulls
to upset the Minnesota
Vikings.
No, Golden Gophers. Close. Buffalo coming off a 9-4 season, Cole. They've got a senior quarterback, a transfer named Taquan Roberson. He started 10 games at UConn in 2023. He played in six games at Kansas State last year. Mm. They are a senior heavy offensive line, a junior and senior heavy defensive line. 9-3 against the spread against Big Ten teams over the last 23 seasons. And, oh, they got a guy that South Carolina fans know, Pete Lembo. He is the head football coach there for the Buffalo Bulls. He has a plus 500 record everywhere he's been. So he's a quality head coach, not an elite head coach, but a quality head coach. On the other hand, Minnesota is starting a redshirt freshman quarterback, and they have gone under the point total the last three seasons. So Minnesota does not get off to hot starts under PJ Fleck. And I think this Buffalo Bulls team could hit them for 17.5 points.
You know what? That is a lot of points. That is a very, very ballsy pick there, Diesel, to open the upset picks challenge. We had it, you know, last week. There were only five games to choose from. But boy, I hear you. That's just a lot of points. I mean, that's 17.5.
Yeah,
you would be,
I know.
You'd be sitting real pretty.
I'd be at 20.5, and I would assure myself to at least have points by the end of this challenge.
Unfortunately, 17.5 is a lot. I'm going to go with a lot as well, just not quite as many. Boy, I told you. I told you I've got it narrowed down to Tennessee, Syracuse, and I've also got it narrowed down to Florida Atlantic, Maryland. Diesel, here I am. Give me Florida Atlantic over Maryland this weekend. Florida Atlantic is a 14.5 point underdog. Give me the who?
Florida Atlantic Owls.
Who?
Yeah.
Who? The Owls. The Owls will knock off Maryland as 14.5 point underdogs. That's my upset pick. I'm confident in it. I'm really confident. Bailey Zappe, again, was really good under Zach Kittley. Zach Kittley now's at FAU. He has always had good offenses. Maryland, we'll see. We'll see what Maryland does in 2025. But I'm going to take the Owls of Florida Atlantic to defeat Maryland as a 14.5 point dog. So I'm with you going, you know, a lot of points. Just not quite 17.5, but not a only 3-point difference there.
There it is, Cole. Our first pick of LSU over Clemson for 3.5.
That's the first one?
It is the first one.
Wow.
Kevin Tessier taking LSU over Clemson for 3.5 points. How about that?
You know, I saw Kevin a couple of days ago when he was in that Michigan shirt, that Michigan polo. I just I thought he might be going with a little Texas over Ohio State, being a Michigan guy, but he's going to go with Clemson. I am shocked, and I mean Diesel, utterly shocked. That's the first Clemson LSU pick we've had today. I mean, we're already in the, 20s, 30s? That's impressive. I thought the Clemson LSU game would be a lot more popular. And here's another one for you. I see James picking Virginia Tech over South Carolina. Make sure, James, you put the point spread in there. But I hadn't seen
He's
a lot.
He's the first.
Is he the first?
He's the first to take.
So there you go.
To take VT to upset South Carolina.
I mean, are you kidding me? I thought the two local teams, South Carolina and Clemson, would be up there. But a lot of these Tolos have evidently gone outside the box, Diesel, done their research and their homework.
Dewey says he's thinking, which might take all show, might take all week to get that
Might
in.
Take all season.
Yeah.
Dewey, he says, thinking, Dewey, you don't need anything to think about. There's not much thinking. Let me tell you something, Dewey. If you don't call now, right now, with your upset pick, something might happen to you. Something might happen to Diesel and I. You never know if you're going to be able to get it in or not. I mean, a hurricane hit last year, for crying out loud, and people couldn't get their upset picks in.
Yeah, Scott from Woodruff says he's taking Rice. Well, that's great, Scott, but we need your full we need the full game and the spread. Remember, send us your name, the game, and the spread at 844-326-3663. And for you Tolos, this is a reminder. If you've never played in this challenge before, you're trying to pick a game that you think the betting underdog will win outright. Not against the spread. They have to win the game outright. Go to ESPN.com. That's where we get all of our spreads. We locked them in about an hour ago. So whether you pick the game today, tomorrow, or on Friday, even if the line moves a little bit, everybody who picks the same game will get the same number of points. And it's common for spreads to move a little bit over over 2 or 3 days as we get closer and closer to these games. But give us your name, the game, and the spread. You have to either call in while we're live on the air or text in at 844-FAN-PHONE.
So texter out there that did it wrong, any other Tolos, it should go like this. Very simple. At 844-326-3663, that's the phone number. It should say Cole, C-O-L-E, Florida Atlantic, plus 14.5 at Maryland. That's it. That's all you need. You've got the name, the game, and the spread. Florida Atlantic is the underdog, so that would be Florida Atlantic plus 14.5 at Maryland. It's real simple. Do it once. That way, in your text, you can go back and see how it's done the next week.
And, Scott, make sure you make sure you put your name, your game, and the spread all in the same text. He texted us once and said, I'm Scott from Woodruff. I'll take Rice. And then he just texted us Rice plus 11.5 over Louisiana. Make sure you put your name, your game, and the spread all in the same text.
JD on the YouTube stream says, I'm actually really shocked that more folks aren't choosing VT over South Carolina. I thought it'd be popular. JD, I'm with you there. I thought the South Carolina-Virginia Tech game would be ultra, ultra popular. And so far, it looks like one Tolo out there has taken that game. So I'm with you, JD. I really expected, especially our Clemson fans, to take Virginia Tech.
Are South Carolina fans willing to maybe give a nod to Virginia Tech in this game? Like, I know that you've been studying Virginia Tech and South Carolina closely. Are you willing to maybe take a flyer that Virginia Tech could get you? Look, it doesn't make you a bad fan to pick against your team. You're not putting any money on the line with this thing.
No money. Not in this league, at least, right? Not in this one. We've got Gordy Rush, sideline reporter for LSU football on LSU Radio, joining us. This is going to be a lot of fun. That's next right here on the Fan Upstate.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, 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 it's time to talk a little Clemson LSU football right here on the Fan Upstate. Continue to get your upset picks in, and we will continue to get you entered in the Upset Picks Challenge for this week. But I want to bring in Gordy Rush. He's the LSU sideline reporter for LSU football on LSU Radio, also VP General Manager at 104.5 ESPN, talking Clemson, talking LSU, bringing you Clemson fans a true LSU perspective for Saturday night's game. Gordy, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to getting up there. A little bit cooler weather and you know, historic in that LSU's first trip to up to Clemson. So
it is cooler. You're right about that, but don't say that too loud because that can change very, very quickly here in South Carolina. Let's get into this matchup, Gordy. It should be a lot of fun Saturday night. I want to start with the location. You mentioned being up here Saturday night in Death Valley. We know that when it comes to lines, Vegas gives a few points for lines, you know, one way or the other when it comes to who has home field advantage. We also know that if this game were being played in Baton Rouge, LSU would have a huge home field advantage in this season opener. Do you feel with this game being played at Clemson and also the consensus from LSU fans you've talked to as well, do they view this as a challenge to be on the road Saturday night?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, if Clemson's, anytime you play on the road against, you know, we say in the SEC, and you know, I'm going to put Clemson in that, you know, the elite programs in college football. Sure, it's a home field advantage. I think what makes this even more of a home advantage for Clemson is that there's so many new faces on LSU's team, so many kids out of the transfer portal. Brian Kelly's bringing a football team that he's trying to gel together against a team. And what Coach Sweeney's done a great job of really maintaining continuity in an era of college football. It's hard to do so. I think only four kids in the transfer portal he took. So this is a team that's played together. They know each other. And so I think that's what makes it even harder for LSU to be on the road for this game, playing against a team that's, you know, has that continuity.
Gordy, obviously we know that that Brian Kelly is one of the best coaches in the game. That's not debatable. Any sane person would say that. But we also know that LSU football fans aren't exactly the most sane individuals. What is the pulse of the fan base going to be if this game does not go well and that streak of losing season openers continues? Clearly, the administration is not going to move on from Brian Kelly, but the fans may be out off the reservation after that.
Yeah, you know, obviously, there are going to be some people disappointed, right? Now, I will tell you, you know, USC was not a good football team, right, that LSU lost to last year. And then, you know, Florida State, Florida State wound up being a good team one year, and the year after, they really were not. And so that was kind of disappointing. I think people, a lot of respect for Clemson. I mean, Clemson returning what they did, went to the college football playoff. You know, it is what it is. It's a tough draw. I think the problem is the same you have for probably eight SEC schools, right? In Georgia, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama. The standard is the standard. You have eight or nine programs that expect to be in the college football playoff each and every year. Unfortunately, three or four are going to make it. And so you're going to have an upset fan base. And so, yeah, I'm with you 100%. I think Brian Kelly's is a good football coach. But, yeah, it'd be nice. He needs to get off this not losing the opener. And having to start the season like that, because the LSU's got seven ranked opponents that they play in a gauntlet coming up in the SEC.
Gordy, do you think the news last week with the SEC moving to nine conference games, do you think that could impact how Brian Kelly schedules this first season opener, given his track record in the first week?
Well, you know, first of all, he'll be the first to tell you he doesn't schedule the season opener. Virg Osberry is associate AD, and those are done 10 years in advance, right?
Yeah.
And I think you got a little bit of sample, not to be disrespectful, but, you know, the first game that's been scheduled since the college football playoff started was a home-and-home with SMU, right?
Gotcha.
And to me, you know, Clemson obviously is a top-tier program, and SMU had a great year last year. But, I mean, that's about the extent I think you're going to schedule a non-conference home and home, and it's a good alumni base for LSU folks with that. And I'm not trying to disrespect SMU, but you don't need to play these juggernauts anymore now that you're going to a nine-game SEC schedule. But I mean, you've talked about that, and you know, LSU potentially is going to play Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Texas A&M next year. You know, and then. And again, the standard 10-2 is what gets you in the college football playoff, and here you go, you get Clemson returning the favor next year.
Gordy, there's four transfers on the offensive side slotted at number one on the preseason depth chart: Berry and Brown, Bauer Sharp, Braylon Moore, Josh Thompson. Plenty of guys on the defense as well, including, you know, one of the most high-profile guys in Jack Pyburn, who came in from Florida. What's been the recipe for Brian Kelly getting this group of transfers connected, and does it have Tony Satcheries in it?
Yeah, you know, I think here's the vibe that I got going out there is, and what's so hard, I think, in this day and age of college football, when you do hit the portal, is you don't know what that looks like. What has really impressed me is that he went out and, you know, spent $18 million on a roster, and they went and got grown men.
Yeah.
And they went and got leaders. And you talk about Pyburn that has come from Florida. I mean, he's got paid. He's playing to get paid on Sunday. And he has been vocal out there. He has brought a different physicality to practice that, you know, LSU hasn't had the last 3 years, because you've been playing so many freshmen and sophomores, right? And so when I talk about Pyburn, there's a kid that wasn't on anybody's radar coming out of this transfer portal, and not in my top five transfers. His name's Bernard Gooden. He played at South Florida, right? He's a guy 6'1", 270. He's looked like Aaron Donald so far in fall practice. He's been the most active, been the biggest leader. And you think about it, he was playing at South Florida, right? Probably in front of 20,000 people. And he gets a chance to, for his dream, to play at a bigger level, to play at Clemson at a stadium like this. And he's got a chance as an undersized defensive lineman to show his skill. And so the intangibles of the leadership, the maturity, and the physicality has been noticeably different in this camp to any of the years, right, Brian Kelly's had at LSU. Look, Jayden Daniels was special, right? Jayden Daniels won the Heisman Trophy because LSU was historically bad on defense 2 years ago. LSU hasn't had the talent level we're used to seeing at LSU since 2019 in that game against Clemson in the national championship. This is the closest they've been to 2019. It's not 2019, obviously, but it's the closest they've been.
Gordy, this one's going to be a little bit tricky for you. Maybe not, but if you are an LSU fan, and I'm sure you have had a lot of involvement, you know, this week and for the past few months leading up to this season opener against Clemson, but if you put these two quarterbacks in a hat, LSU fans 99% of the time are probably going to take Garrett Nussmeier. Why in your mind are LSU fans grabbing Garrett Nussmeier's name out of the hat over Cade Klubnik?
Well, I think Nussmeier to me, and I've seen some film on Klubnik here in the last 2 weeks, and I've seen a lot of Nussmeier. I mean, Nussmeier has an elite NFL arm, you know, is what I'll tell you. And an ability to stretch the field. He's got a little bit of a gunslinger mentality. When I've seen Klubnik, he's more of a dual athlete. He does a great job of buying time in the pocket and is able to extend plays and make a lot of clutch things. I think they're different. I think they're both first-round NFL quarterbacks. And, you know, naturally, I think LSU's just had a chance to see Nussmeier, and we're thrilled that he came back. I thought he would have gone somewhere in the first round last year, and that was, with a team that did not have one receiver under 4.5 that could run under a 4.5. Chris Hilton was the only one. He was hurt the majority of the season until the last stretch. And so uncharacteristically, LSU was not elite in stretching the field. And because of that, everybody came up. The offensive line struggled in pass protection, and LSU very much was one-dimensional for the first half of the year. They spent a lot of money in the transfer portal trying to fix this, and they've got some elite receivers out there. So I think that's the excitement now. LSU's got 8 receivers and 2 elite tight ends. A kid in Tre'Davious Green, it's a basketball kid, about 6'7", that is like a small forward running down the field. And then they got Bauer Sharp that came in from Oklahoma. I mean, he's got 10 weapons around him. He didn't have that last year.
Talking to Gordy Rush, LSU sideline reporter. I'm going to throw a curveball here at you, sure. Gordy. My team is in the Sun Belt Conference, and with the recent addition of Louisiana Tech, the first thing I saw was Louisiana Tech fans and Louisiana Raging Cajun fans debating whether or not jambalaya has tomatoes in it. The Creoles put tomato, the Cajuns don't. So the question is, does Gordy Rush put tomatoes in his jambalaya? Yeah.
Look, all Gordy Rush will tell you is don't ever volunteer to judge a jambalaya contest, because they'll give you 30 bowls and all that rice expands. And the last time that I did that, I was laying on the couch in our radio station lobby. I felt like I was going to give birth. So jambalaya is made a lot of different ways throughout the South. And yes, I've had it with tomatoes. I've had it with black rice. I've had it with shrimp. It's different, you know, Louisiana, there's not one theme, right? Yeah. Louisiana Tech's up in the Bible Belt part of the state. They speak French in Lafayette. In New Orleans, it's a different world. And then Baton Rouge is, you know, kind of a middle balance. So, I mean, there's no one way to make jambalaya. Just don't judge the damn contest.
The funny thing is the Louisiana Raging Cajun fans actually cook like Creoles, not like Cajuns.
And that's right.
Make that make some sense. By the way, I love hearing a little bit of that accent come out. I've got family down in Jefferson Parish, so I heard it come out a little bit. Get you talking about food, and there it is.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a New Orleans jet, right? But, yeah, I mean, everybody that founded Lafayette are from, like, Nova Scotia. They came all the way from down there, and they settled in Lafayette. And then, obviously, New Orleans, being a port city, has had French and Spanish And so, you know, it's an interesting state. Got a lot of different cultures, and that's what makes the place fun.
I'm a big fan of the shrimp and the jambalaya. Oh, I had it at a duck hunting trip last year in Arkansas, and I'm a big fan of that. The more shrimp, the better.
Well, they've got that, and then there's pastelaya. That's everything. It's pasta instead of all that. So all of it's really not carb, you know, is not carb conscious. You know?
No, I'm with you. Hey, earlier today I was talking, on the radio with Hunt Palmer on your guys' station earlier in the afternoon about this matchup. And I want to get your thoughts on a matchup that you'll see up close and personal Saturday night, Gordy, with the Clemson defensive line, LSU offensive line. A lot's been made of that matchup, the game within the game. Is that where your eyes immediately go when this thing kicks off Saturday night?
I think it's the biggest question mark for LSU. You know, they're going to – four or five offensive linemen went to the NFL. They had two outstanding offensive tackles. Will Campbell was an early pick for New England. They brought in Braylon Moore to be the center from Virginia Tech. They had struggled with DJ Chester, who played as a young kid. He's part of probably a decent – they've got a good two-deep group of talent. They're just not settled yet. They went and got Josh Thompson from Northwestern, played a lot of Big Ten football, has a degree. He brings some maturity. There's an elite prospect at left tackle in Tyree Adams, and they haven't settled on the left guard and the right tackle. The kids look good against Baylor, but, you know, Baylor ain't Clemson. And so I think that's the big key. The big key is how they handle Clemson up front. And I'm interested to see what Tom Allen does. I had to go watch two games of Penn State and obviously had a great run at Indiana. And when you put the Clemson, film on, especially the SEC games and that Texas game, I mean, that, you know, they didn't look elite on defense. They gave 300 yards up in rushing to Texas. So yeah. Clemson's got guys. I mean, Dabo's done a great job, and I think that's going to be the key matchup, the one to watch for LSU, because it is an unknown. Now, it's not as if they don't have players. They've got talent. They've got good recruiting. But, again, you're going to put those five guys that act like a dance unit together for the first time playing together at Memorial Stadium, and that's what makes, I think, this thing the home advantage of Clemson's way.
Gordy, help me out and get a sense of this running back room for LSU. Caden Durham, sophomore, he's listed as RB1. You got Caleb Jackson there, junior, he's listed as RB2. If the game is tight and we're in a situation LSU's got the ball, they're driving to go score and maybe win the game late, Is it predetermined that it's going to be pass heavy, or do they have enough trust in Caden Durham to get it done?
Got enough trust in Caden Durham. He had a fantastic first year, and then he fractured two toes. He actually played with baseball cleats. The first time I ever saw, they had the steel toe like the pitchers, right, to protect you from getting hit, and they had some extra precautions last year. He really wasn't 100% till the end of the season. He played hurt. He's elite. He's different. He's a clear RB1. And then, as you mentioned, that you have Jackson's more of a thumper type of running back. Juwan Johnson is just a straight athlete, a third down specialist. They'll run some wildcat. They'll catch the ball in space. And then they signed a five-star running back in Harlan Berry, who is electric. He played at a lower classification in Louisiana. I'm interested to see how he makes the jump to big-time college football. But he's an athlete. But look, they've got to run the ball better. They've made a commitment to running the ball more. I know Tom Allen's going to bring pressure, but you're talking about they've got receivers and Berrian Brown and Chris Hilton and Nick Anderson, who we got from Oklahoma. It's a great 50-50 ball kid, 6'4", 210, runs full low 4.5s. And if you're going to put yourself in man set up and try to come after LSU on this offensive line, the key is LSU's got to expose you and make you play. And they've got plenty of playmakers to do that. But there's no doubt, I think Allen's going to come test this offensive line.
Gordy, you really appreciate your time, man. You guys have a safe trip up here and hope you enjoy the upstate as much as we do.
No, we love it up there. Thank you. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Gordy Rush, sideline reporter for LSU football on LSU radio. He is also the vice president, general manager at 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge. So some really good insight, Tolos. If you're a Clemson fan and you don't know about this LSU team by the end of the week, it's your fault, because Diesel and I have given you opportunity after opportunity to learn about the Tigers. Not the Tigers,
right,
but the Tigers, as we've had several Several LSU guests on, and a lot more conversation to be had.
It really is interesting just how similar these two teams are, right? They got elite lines, elite receivers, elite quarterback play. This is going to be a fun football game, man.
It's going to come down to, man, it's going to come down to something small. And it really, in my mind, it's going to be, you know, we always say the small things. You know, the small things are what win these type of games, Diesel, I believe it, whether that's a turnover or
maybe
something.
Maybe a DB that, jumping a route and, picking a ball off.
It's going to come down to something small, man. And whoever, in my mind, can do the small things right, Saturday night, I think, is going to come out on top. So
when we come back, we talked about it a little bit yesterday when we had Jack Veltri on, but it's officially official. South Carolina has released the Williams-Bryce reimagined plans. We'll get into what they had to say about what's coming your way for you South Carolina fans who'd like to make your way down to Columbia for games, and we'll catch up on a few more of those upset picks. That's next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is a challenge keeping up with all you Tolos who are sending in your upset picks here for the week one upset picks challenge. Just make sure that if you send in with a fairly common name, for example, we had Tolo James text in earlier. We got a couple of different Jameses that play this challenge, so make sure that you send us a full name, a nickname, whatever you want it to be. Just text in the same way every single time. It's James Gilstrap. So we got that fixed, and we got it noted there on the document for Dan B., who I know is listening and playing along.
There you go.
South Carolina, Cole, released their official announcement today that Williams-Bryce is getting its facelift. The campaign is called Williams-Bryce Reimagined. This comes from South Carolina's communications department. And here's what they send us. The project will focus on three key areas for reimagination. Section one, overall fan experience. This project will touch on four key areas of improvement. Stadium circulation. I didn't even know that was a problem. South Carolina fans, is it that hard to move around Williams-Bryce Stadium? Well, they're working on it, okay? Mm. They got that coming. They got concessions improvements coming. More options, quicker service. Nobody likes standing in line and missing a touchdown play, so they're working on that. They're going to give you more places to go potty. And finally, the cockpit improvement. improving the overall student experience and providing more amenities to current USC students. Jack Veltri touched on that a little bit yesterday, maybe a little player lounge deck area, which could be really cool to see that play out at Williams-Brice Stadium. Yes, they're working on premium offerings. Currently, Williams-Brice Stadium ranks last among SEC peers in the total number of premium seating options, so they are going to enhance that. If you want to spend money, they're going to give you more ways to do that. Don't worry, South Carolina Gamecock fans.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really interesting, Diesel. Number one, I've been to Williams-Brice many, many times, and I've always loved the experience. I think it's a even though I grew up a Clemson fan, I think it's still one of the better experiences in college football. And I think, I want to be very clear, I think South Carolina making improvements is a great thing. They need to. You look at all these new stadiums across the country, whether it be baseball or basketball, whatever it is, you've got to, it's the arms race, right? You've got to keep up. So them doing that's great. I just hope it never loses that mystique that it has. It's just got that, I don't want to say older stadium type feel, but it does just have something different. There's something special about it. And I don't think, you know, the improvements are going to change that one bit. I think it's going to be way better. Look, you've got to have them. You've got to have better, to your point, better concessions, quicker lines. I'm all for it. I know they're getting some video boards in the end zone to help, right? I think that's the biggest thing as a fan. I always want to be able to easily find information, right? Whether it's down in distance, time, replay, and it seems like they're doing that.
Cole, could you foresee a day where over the cockpit section of the stadium, and there is a giant jumbotron sitting on top of that section, where they may try to expand the seating above the cockpit and, like, basically, I know the corners in the opposite end zone are still kind of open. There's big seating, big section directly over the end zone, opposite of the cockpit, but they could definitely grow the stadium from its 77,500 seats currently by putting some seating over that cockpit, especially if they move that jumbotron down into the four corners and they open up some space there.
They could. I don't know if that's a concern in terms of student, you know, student space in terms of how much more space they would need. That cockpit has a cool feel because it is still smaller in a way. It doesn't have that big feel, but it'll be really interesting. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Jersey Joe, sorry to keep you waiting so long, brother. 844-326-3663. What's up, Jersey Joe?
I'm ready to make my upset pick here.
All right. Who you got?
Give me Florida State and plus 13.5.
Wow. Over Bama?
Over Bama.
All right. What makes you think they got this, Jersey Joe?
I just got a hunch. I really got a hunch.
You got a hunch?
I got a hunch.
It's weird. I don't have that hunch with Bama, Florida State. And I thought about picking that, and I just don't have the hunch. Sometimes like, I do, though.
Are you buying all this Tommy Castellanos trash-talking, Joe?
I got a hankering for a Seminole win.
I like it. I like it. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
That's interesting.
One more thing South Carolina is up to, Cole. They are going to enhance the student-athlete experience. That means they're going to redesign the team lobby, a recruit lounge, a locker room with new lockers, equipment room, training room, player holding area. I don't know what that means. Interview room and new male and female trainers locker room. So they're doing some enhancements basically all over the stadium. It's not just for the one percenters. It's not just for the student athletes. Everybody is going to get a little something out of this.
DB on the YouTube stream says last year Florida State was the one to pick against. Maybe it's different this year. That's a good point, DB. Good point. And again, the media room and stuff like in the lower levels of Williams-Brice, it's by no means new. It doesn't have that newness feel to it, but again, I love it. I've been to so many high school state championships there when they used to play at Williams-Brice, and seeing now covering South Carolina there, there's something special about Williams-Brice. So changes are needed. I get it. Make all the changes you want. I just hope it doesn't ever lose that feel that it has, because,
you know,
it is special.
One of these days, I need to get down there and watch as a fan. I've been in the media booth multiple times. That's great. I know you love being behind the glass. I don't. I want to be out there amongst the people. So
yeah, you need to go as a fan then. That's where fans sit, amongst the people. That's where.
Are you
sit.
Not a man of the people?
I'm a fan. I'm going to Clemson as a fan this weekend. So I enjoy it. But when I'm covering it, I want to be in the press box. But I am going as a fan this weekend. So any Tolos that's going to be in Death Valley Saturday night, let me know. I'll be there. I don't know exactly what time, but holler at me. Would love to meet up with you and meet you if I haven't done so already. Diesel, I'm going to put you to the test. This is going to be fun, and it is going to be a challenge. We've talked a lot of college football. We've previewed. We've given our predictions. But it's time to get down to brass tacks here, D. It's time to get down to it. Do you know the most popular fight songs in college football? Well, I'm going to put you and the Tolos
to
the test next, right here on the Fan Upstate.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.